Shir Nun Gimel Bav Mitzvah by the Rosh Hashanah continued Yud Ches Iyar Hitoshim Zion May 17th, 1987 on Sunday continued.
She is not in good dishes. According to the ancient Medicis, Mikadesh is Mausolak Siplenu, Telemitie, and Mausova, Loik Siplenu, Telemitie. So when the Kamenu said, I'm kind of in the Ilve, is Enon Mikadesh is. So when Dr. Kamenu said, I'm kind of in the Ilve, Enon Mikadesh is. So he holds, why Mikadesh is? After all, he was the Kaddisher within one egg, but 99 zooms, not 100 zooms, but 99, so, and but 99 is also enough. So, so why is it good ashes? The answer is steeply and neutral in here, because she was inhibited in demanding the less dinner. Less dinner. So Mele, she's not Simach as Das. She doesn't even want to bring the Kodeshes in, because he mentioned the 100 dinim, and he didn't give a 100 dinim. He gave only 99 dinim. What about the 100 dinim that he didn't give? So Mele, she's not even willing to become his wife. Umasova and the Yeshim, the same Kodeshes, they all go to bring the same Kodeshes. So the fact that she doesn't claim her choice, she's happy to become his wife, even without the Dexedina being given to him. So now, so about it's in here now. In North Africa, we have to skip, there's no sense in bringing her anymore. We have to skip till. Lenik Tamale. In other words, should we say that there is a machlekes tanoim on the question of mekadmim? Nevi kamer. He's kachilim bishtachem. If the Baal says to the Ishe, you bring the Kodeshes with me, with this promise on you. Or you show you when you will be rachil. Or suppose the Baal of Ulein was the obligee, because Shimon owed him 100 years. So Ruben said to the Isha, the 100 Jews that Shimon owes me, I'm assigning it to you. The Isha, I'm assigning it to you so you can collect it. So in other words, Ruben had a new way, he was the obligee, let's say, of Levi. And he assigned it to Shimon. Yes, Levi owned 100 zoos to Ruben, and he assigned it to Shimon, and assigned it to the Isha, His cousin the Achele, he also knew the Shimon, knew the Achele, knew the Shalim. The Nea Yom Kudeshes, Chachomim Kudeshes, Haish the Achele, Echad Dome, Chamesayon, Yilin Ish the Achele, the Achele, in other words, that Levi owed Ruben, let's say, $100, and Levi executed the promissory note. So Shtachim v'achirim, so he's transferring it to the Isha. How do you get achirim? What difference is it whether you transfer a nuve alpeo or a nuve Bishtar, El Lav Tachim Bido, Mikami Nuve, Komitige. So obviously, the Bryce is reference to the case when he said he's catching the Bishtachim, where he lent her $100 and she gave me a promissory note that she'll pay back the $100. Now he's giving her back the promissory note. In other words, she doesn't have to pay back the $100, but he wants to be kaddish with her. That's new for the day. And still we have a machlekes between the Rami and the Chachon. So we have a machlekes, it's whether I'm Kalim Nurim to the Deshes, or I'm Kalim Nurim to the Deshes. I stachi, the Redomer, I stachi, the Achim, I'm Nurim, the Achim, the Lav stachi, the Do, Kalim Nurim, the Komit, the Ge, the Ilom stachi, the Achim, the Achim. So, Kalim Nurim, why does the Brides have to mention it separately? Okay, you will be shouting about the community. The answer is the case of Iskache Mishtache is referenced to Mishtache Yachin and the case of Ishoiso Nurach in the Yerushalmi is referenced to Nurach in the Yerushalmi. Mishtache and the community. So, Mishtache is going to be the Yerushalmi. According to our own, she is not in the Kodeshes. When you are pecum, you knew that the Shtam might be here. When you walk and you are Shtam, you are pecum to get. When you are Shtam might be here, which will be a sheep, whatever you are here, you can come to get. The Tanya is Isis, which is in Syria, give it a second. Because we were some, she must always call us up. We call us here to you say, so Maris the Rebbe, Uma Leslie the Rebbe. So the one who said it in the Deshes, he agrees with God. We can begin the thesis with the Sire. So Mele, if the Baal, where the Shtar gets laid, he turns over the Shtar to the Isha. So the Isha is killing the dead, and Mele comes in dead to pay to the Isha. So she's in the Deshes, she's getting cursed. She gets new Shibudim that this person owed the vows and now will be owing her. Ishtam I pleaded to you, Rav Rabbana Benitanis, and he said, Yer Rav Rabbana Benitanis, and he said, Yer Rav Rabbana Benitanis, as Yichte Vinyin say, Mar Yisrei de Rebbe. So the Mandol on the Prize says, the new and good ashes, see a green with Rebbe, and what kind it is. It is a Ishtachim Dachim, Uma Leslie the Rebbe, the one sitting in Kodeshes. He is Chilikam Rebbe, whereas Rebbe says that you can transfer it dead by turning over the Shtar. So he holds you cannot transfer it dead by turning over the Shtar. So Milish is not in Kodeshes. The boy is saying that he could have a lesser the Rebbe, the Oche, so if lesser the Rebbe, how is he good ashes? You cannot even transfer the Shtar by turning over the promissory. The Oche, the Rav Pope, coming to the Yom Rav Pope, hang on the Zom Shtar, the Chavre, so if we have to look me low, who we hope she would have, Mar is the Rav Pope, that he can acquire the Shtar that way. Now let's get up on the boy saying the Quran is up on the Ochem Yishmuel coming to get the Moshmuel and the Chesachim and Chavirei the Chodah and Mokoi is Mokoi but we hear the Shmeichel the Mar is the Yishmuel and now let's say the Yishmuel so the Gondoma will say the Shinkudeshes agrees with Shmuel and the Gondoma will say that the Shinkudeshes doesn't agree with Shmuel. The boy is in the corner, the clown is in the shmuel. The other day, she called me to him. Mouse of a fish is on the light, and you are very shabby of him, or laughing. Mouse of a fish and another is on the light, and you are doing some kadaite, period. Now, the new law, very might be, you said, the machlake to me is in connection with new staff, and the new law, the new law, very might be. So the Rabbanu Yomar, Yomar, you can go to the pages. High story has to balance. Masse unmachen. Mehr da hat ich hier mal von der Leier, der ein Story, wo der Staat, der Mecher in Oslo, executed, so in Smoon Boy, so how can, when the Mecher, the Gazlan settles, we the Niesel, how can the Likea acquire title? I saw a chassid down who didn't even bring any connery in a machine of the Brachas from the Gazlan. Why couldn't we say the reason is why acquire title? Because he did it in Chazok and he stole the Kadesh of the Sabbath. So he's in a position to make it in Chazok. And he did. He's doing much more than just from a Gazlan of the Shoggia. Aber auf die Schleuse bei ihm schon mal ein Zeh, wie ein Thema. Weil ich so viel früher mir bin, als warte mir nachher, so das ist das Kasche. Was die Gemäuer ist Kasche? How can the Ikea acquire by? Very simple. Karl kann ich nicht in die Kiste. Now here, let's say a year ago, so the Gazlan sold to the Ikea this summer for $1,000. And he gave the cash for it. What he gave? He gave the $1,000. Now that he found out that it was a mistake, because the son did not belong to the Gazlan, so belonged to the Negro. So then it means that the $1,000 that the Gazlan got from Rekea, that Ruben got from Shimon, he has to be refunded. So, he made it in Yuve. So now he's selling the Sode. When he settles, so he's selling again the Sode to his Lukea. So Mele should be considered as he the sins the Mecher, the Gazlan, has to pay back the $1,000 to the Rekeach, and he says, you don't have to pay back, you don't have to pay, but keep the Sode. So he's canceling the debt of $1,000. And that, with that cancellation, he pays for the Sode. So he pays for the Sode. So mainly the Rekeach should acquire title on the Keset. So mainly he should be came here with that Keset. The Yishlema be'asal v'konet v'kaste inamen v'nilbe shen yochum v'knuzdei v'yamun perkami v'dushim v'mekadei v'nilbe inem v'kudeshes v'vimecha loy kone. So the question is, Teisus didn't know of the Gemara, but Teisus says he had to tell him one territory v'asal v'konet v'kaste. But if it is in Moki, when I came to the Kaspe, then there wouldn't be any problem how the Rekea acquire title. He acquires title for Keset. What Keset? He doesn't give him anything new. He doesn't give to the Mecher anything new. No, he does give him. Because the Mecher is supposed to refund $1,000 to the Rekea, and he doesn't do it, that means he's forgoing on the $1,000 refund. So that means that the forgoing on the $1,000, so that in effect is the Messias HaKeset that he gives to the Rekea. So some mele, he's buying it back. The Rekea is forgoing, he's canceling the $1,000 that the Mecher has to pay back, has to refund. So the Rekeach is canceling, he's mecheling the $1,000, and because of that, so he keeps the Sode. So that means the Rekeach is paying him new money, not tangible money, but the intangible money, the indebtedness of the $1,000 He's canceling, so the kiyach in effect is giving you money. So, but the only witness why the kiyach couldn't get title is because the asker may come to the kaste. But even if it's an asker, the come to the kaste. But what kind of kesef is it? It's a milve. So there's a second tariff. So what's the first tariff? It's very difficult. So apparently, the first tariff in page says assumes that even though I'm carrying milve in good ashes, but the nechar is effective. And the second tariff holds. Now, who she is that even though the I'm carrying milve in zinni good ashes, it's not affected by pushing. But when the feeling it is affected, there's a shittes arm. So let's see a shittes arm. Rambam per Zayin Milchus Mechir Allah et Allah et Zayin Zayin Mi shehoyolei Chei Beis Al Chaveir Vi omolei Mechir Lichov Yishol Yayin Vi Chei Pshiyish Leet Lichov Vi Chotz Al Mechir Harei Zay Ki Mishonos Madoni Mato Vi Cho Achei Zay Bein Mikabe Mishopo Now, Karka is Nikki Bikes Now, how about the Torah? So, the Mishnah says in the end of Azor that he, if he's not some dummy, the Lord Moshach, and then he can be Chizeh, but if he's Chizeh, he has to submit to a Mishapah, to go. In other words, it's a terrible thing. But he has a legal right to do it. But he has to submit to the glory to the stigma of the Mishapah. So now, there is a machlekes between Rabbeich and Rishlo. Rishloki says that Moisinchin is about him. So Mele is not Kene at all the Messias, I guess. Even in the rice, But the terrible thing it is, because he's not an honorable person. So if he gives money and he's chayzei, it's a need to mishpah. That's the short. But Chagichan holds Baalte Omois Gimis. Neither I say, so not only Karaka is not in the kism, the Tautu is also not in the kism. But Chomi Omi Sakein, that until he makes Mishiche, his possession, so then he shouldn't acquire time. Why? Kibishon Eleim Alei, Nisch Kifuch Hitech Obali. Let's say, suppose Ruvain has in his warehouse, he has a lot of wheat. He has a lot of wheat, and then Ruvain will sell Shimon 100 bushels of wheat. 100 bushels of wheat. And Shimon will pay, let's say, will pay $10,000 for the 100 bushels of wheat, $10,000. But he was not mentioned. Shimon was not mentioned the 100 bushels of wheat. So then you are left in the warehouse of Ruvain, of the Mecher. Then the fire breaks out. Then the fire breaks out in the warehouse. If the halacha would be the way it is with the Raisi, the Shimon has title to the 100 bushels of wheat, will Ruvain be matriach himself to call the fire department to extinguish the fire what is rightfully? He doesn't care whose loss it will be. It will be Shimon's loss. So he'll say to him, Nischuva betechav aliyah. So really, Chomim will be sakin in order to prevent a loss for the keach, that until he takes possession, he should not acquire a title. So if he has titles, the bushels of wheat until Shimon takes possession of Ruvain, so then he'll be induced to do everything in the world to extinguish the fire. So that's why the Chachamim are misakin that Mois is not king, but the Rabbis say Kesef is king. Now, we pass like a Mishnah that Baal Pei or Mois is king, but because of Shoyim or Nisra Patech Baal Liye, so he's not king, but if he's Chazer, if anybody is Chazer, he has to submit to Mishpah.
What?
But in Mishpah, he called out Mishpah. Mishpah, the Ramadan, Manshadira, Flogo, was in the Poran Mishayim Limbo.
The guy that doesn't keep his word.
That's right. So, the Ramban in the Zion, the Hilchas, the Fira, the Lochas, the Olet, the Zvah. Mishayim Echid is Lachabel. Hoyle is Lachabel is Lachabel. The Omale, Michael, the Hobby, Shoyayim, the Hilch, the Ishtes, the Hobby. In other words, Shimon lent $100 to Ruvain. So Ruvain owes Shimon $100. And Ruvain is in the wine business. So Shimon makes an offer to him. And he says, you have to pay me $100. You know what? Don't pay me $100. But instead, I want that you should give me Chob Yisya. The Omalei. So Shimon said to Ruvain, Michael, Chobie, Shoyayim, Michael, Pieshle, Ezecho. You owe me $100, so sell me a Chobie, Shoyayim, for that trade. In other words, I'll cancel the $100 that you owe me in return for giving me a Chobie, Shoyayim. So that's Milve. So, according to the Moray, that the Milve, the justice and carries Milve in the Kodeshes, in the same way, so Bimecha Loikone. So he shouldn't have to submit to Mishapora. Because when does one have to submit to Mishapora? When there is Kesed, but here Kesed is not given. So the Rambam passes, there is Mishapora. Mishol Mechil is Chavelei, Vyol Mechil, Vyol Mishol Yai Mechil, Shiesh Vyes Lecho, Vyol Tzah Mechir, Harei Zeki Mishenosna Don Nato, Vyol Achim Zabei Mikabel Mishapora, Lipichoch, but I'm totally the king in Gomo is not Shayach because Chachamim are Misake that Kesef shouldn't be Kene. But by Karke, Kesef is Kene, king in Gomo. So, Lipichoch, Imochal Karka Bechayle. So, if, let's say, Shimon, who is the Balchiv of $100 from Ruvain, so says to to Newbury. To Hubei, you have to pay me $100. You know what? I'll buy your survey. Your survey for $100. So if you give me your survey, so then I'll cancel the $100 debt. So then the survey becomes the property of Shime. In other words, by Mechira, Newbury is affected. If you have a the character of the in the Ahmad of Lazarbe, the Apopish and Williams and Newbe, and Suez, Bishas and Mechia. So the Rambam passes that while Big Dush, so I'm carrying Newbe in the dishes, but Mechire, so if somebody buys a sode by canceling the debt, so then he acquires title to the sode. Which means but by Nachal it's not effective either. So that's the Asokas Arayim. Omar Abram, where that is their logo, shall wish for a game in Kulom, nearly Tzorin in Kulom. They know Kinsina Smoy is Klau, the Hocham Unum Yushin, the Shodin the Mecher, Sheze Kene, we knew the retirement of the Mechel Maikone, so the more he applies it in a different way. So he says, Lulai, he told Amir Mamid Nulu, our parents, we should age play, but he loved me, he and my love, he said, this anyway, the right of his mass. So the Kasha gave the Rambam years, the Rambam passes, that had the Tawikeach, so did the Nulu. So he's come up, but the more he says in Dushin, that in Zion, the Shogun Mecher. Now let's turn to the Gemara in Dushan again.
Where?
Oh my
God, what?
That in Zion, I'm in. Out, after the two dots. Oh my God, I'm cutting you, the Nikodeshes, you know each other in Nikno, namely Kidamoye, I'm cutting you in Nikodeshes, the Asian Nikodeshes, my love will come to you. The mouse of our new return is not. That's the Tanakame who says, in the Gadeshes. The mouse of our ancient ring, so our new love return is not. So in the Gadeshes, the Tisbere, the Savior, the Mechas of the Comet, the Amor new return is not my cone. Omar Rab Nachman, who ne have a maker in New Uche, the Ocher Measkin on King Shoma, or his catch in the mono. The means of monochos of dinner, mouse of oxygen mills on it, who mouse of all oxygen mills on it, but it couldn't apply to Mikari to Mecha the Milbe, because Mecha the Milbe is so any Mechua. The Amlet Milbe, Lechoin it no, so we might call it, so it's a kashe, it's with more than four ashes, against the Rambam, that's the Raivet, Hasoge, against the Rambam. Now, let's look into the Tesis Riazok. Tesis Riazok, and here I'm going to
know.
Mecher, alright. The Milve.
The Milve, Apa, Pishin.
The nine line in the Tesis Riazok. The Milve, Apa, Pishin, the end. Because Milve, it's all you need to know. Some Mele, the Isha was already Kene, the coins, the money that he gave her some time ago. And now he's just canceling the debt, so she's not getting any new cash. The new way,
Apophishigen,
my love of Pia, she will go so. Ubey Chamoy Ben, Loitio, Mimoma, Loit's catching new way, she is Lietway. In the Kadesh, what I know Yodo, Chavioitio, Ben Yoklausabay, Umar Sova. The Yeshemim, who say Nikudesh is lovely to him, the whole Masha Itzialevi of Malalabe, in Chide, Ishboyo Isho, Vadamatra Noye Shabi of Lichilitzi of Yerushalo, the Rashi Pirish Litzoinitno, Shalevi Rashi Litzi of Litzoin, the Hailam Beisek, Shilin Tsuyadam, the Stabach Adab Naira Tuktaye, the Mecha Shikon Kaka, because it knew that Shulhaile or the Taukling, Kibulim Shapora, ואפילו אמרו לבן, השתכחשת לי כאן אמרו לצוין איתנו, שאם כל הכל כאן אמרו ולא יקרנו כלל, והמטל כאן אמרו נקרו לו משפור, עשו את סימור מפרשת, והרם זל כוסם וקיין פרי זיין, וכסבכיר פרי זיין, וכל הכל כאן אמרו ואהבה, כי נגומו ומטל כאן אמרו משפור, so it's it's difficult, it's contrary to this Gemara. So he gives it that. He died him. The whole Amar Abichan got him a moitzkin. Lushnamo is then, the Lushnamo is all boy. Why did actually tell the Kazov Yahit the law was it? Yahaha Shiro boy and say, Mashma, why should the Lord have been with me? He saw. The lesson next, all of them slokishi. Doma, he shaken for us in a tail. The Lushnamo who the day Kalkash in the Kesset, the Hazino of the Soviet Kesset Nikno, is that can be more shame than. So what the Terrence was the thesis that often give against the Rambam? He says, So he says, it's not difficult, Rambam is not difficult, because there is machleke between Rabbi Yechon and the Shlokish, as to whether Baal Teo in his case, in Tantalim, the Shlokish says no, and Rabbi Yechon says yes, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechon, and so our Gemara that says that just as Milvi is not affected by Kush, it's not affected by the Taikakoyes, goes according to the Shlokish. So Milvi is not affected. Mashain Chain the Rambam, who passes like Rabbi Yechanan. So then, even though Milvi is not affected by Kush, but by Mechilas Kakoyes, it is affected. So that's what Absinita means. That's a pshat. The machleket between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokish is in regard to Mikalpa. But in regard to Kakoyes, everybody agrees that Karka is nikne b'kesed. And here the Gemara doesn't discuss Mikalpa. And here the Gemara discusses Kakoyes. So what Chayitra says it, the machleket is between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokish. It doesn't even make sense. What does the thesis say as often? So apparently, the thesis we are talking holds that according to Rishlokish, that Baal Teo Mois is not king. Baal Teo Mois is not king. So, but Karke certainly is king because why? Because of so is the Kesef Yikn. So is the Kesef. Or it's the Ephraim, so because if you can, so there we see, so there we see that Kalka is nicknames because so melee, according to Rishlokish, the reason is why Kalka can be acquired to Kesset because of the Zeus Akosov of the Ephraim, or so that because of it. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Kesef is killing with the Eise, even by the Tauphin. What possibly do we have by the Tauphin? So Rashi says, in Bumitzi and Perek Hazor, because we know some are Kesef become, that is mentioned in Pidyan and Dejis. We know some are Kesef become, if somebody wants to pay the Hekesh, all he has to do is to put down, before the Gizbert, the money for the Hekesh, and then it's nicknames. And then it's nicknames. So from that we learn out, Rabbi Yechanan learns out that Mitautun is nicknames because. So Mele, since Mitautun is nicknames because of the posse of Nosna Kesset the Conway, so Karka could also be nicknames because. But Karka can be nicknames because of the posse in the Ephraim, because of sorry, because of Nikno. So according to the Riazokin, this Riazokin, the Rambam holds that according to Rishlokish, that Mitalkin is not Nitin Bekeset, so Mele Karka is Nitin only because of the Zeros HaKosov that is peculiar to Karka. It was also in the Ephraim, so it is a Nitin. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that even Mitalkin is Nitin Bekeset, because of the general Zeros HaKosov, of the Nosna Keset Conway, so Mele Karka is not Beruach and Mitalkin, and Karka can be Nitin Bekeset, on two scores. First, on the score of the Xerxes HaKosum by Karaka, the Ephraim, so because of Hiknu, and then because of the general Xerxes HaKosum of the Nosna Kesef. So what's in that? Now, there is a Machlekes in Sinem, Kufnun Tes, and Wood Reish, in Sinem Reish, there is a Machlekes of Shnishpe, between the Sma and the Taz. How is Kesef Kinyan Zakahari? Whether it's Kesef Kinyan, all is kesef piroi. So the sma says it's kesef piroi. The tas says it's kesef piroi. And what kesef piroi means, the reason is why kesef is kiritake, because if I give kesef, I pay the rhythm of the karak. In other words, the kesef is worth $1,000, so I give him the $1,000. I don't have to give him the $1,000. I can give him only $1 and as a deposit. And then the $999 is more than the balance due. So that means that I pay the shabbos of the car. I pay the shabbos of the car. So that's kesef peroi. That this is what the sma says. And the Taz says, no, it's not kesef peroi. It is kesef kinyan. And the raya of the Taz is, because how do we know that the Misho is Mikudesh of the kesef? Ikicha kicha is the effort,
right?
And there it was called. By Misho it's not shy to say that if he gives a dinner to the Isha is Mikavisher, so in other words, he buys her, I mean, that's the chlipim. The dinner is the chlipim of the Isha.
Where is it?
Chasvichon. How would the child say such a thing? That he owns the Isha. It's a king in Isha. There is no king on it. It's not a property of the Baal. It's not his property. So it's a kesef kinyan by. So by Dushnitz kesef kinyan, not kesef peroi. So since by Kedushin is definitely Kesef Kinyan, so Mele and Kedushin will learn out in the Shope from Karke, so by Karke it's also Kesef Kinyan. It's also Kesef Kinyan. That's the Shita of the Taz. So there is a Machlekes between the Sma and the Taz in Simen Kuf.
Where are we?
One second. Doc, design and dollar. Case is by Maskol Haishkor Haskidah. The Hodoma of the Ishmi Kaddish, the Shobim Shedimecha Tone, Haini the new Meshiyishli Alachir, those be Isho, me and Zem Gudeshus Nikulau, he loved the Isho in some Hadayit, ויראו שיעלת ואימך אבל מילבא שאישו חייב אסלם אם איך לא ומקד שבו אינו מקדש ולא ינוסם לכלום אם כמה הוכה הולו ברשוצו יחיים לימך הלוקם right now. So yesterday we discussed, we went over inside the Gemara in Bushin Dafor in the little bit of Zion. Now we saw the tasteless here. Tasteless here is the kash. Why did the Gemara ask Haishtori Chaspedal? No. Why did the Gemara say that the reason is the why? The Rikeach is capable of acquiring title in the Sodi. That the Gazlan, this Mecher, bought it from the Mitho. Because since at a time when the Rikeach bought it from the Gazlan, I mean, bought it from the Gazlan. Kiyach bought it from the Gazlan. So it wasn't his, some melee, for the money that he gave for the soda. Let's say he gave him $1,000 for the soda. So it became milk. So that means that the Gazlan owes a debt. The Gazlan, the Meche, owes a debt of $1,000 to the Kiyach. Then, when the Gazlan buys it, settles with the Nixel, so now he acquires title in the Sodom, because by settling with the Nixel, so, and he is willing to give it away to the Rikeach, and he owes the Rikeach $1,000, he has to refund it to the Rikeach, and since he wants the Rikeach to have the Sodeh, so the Rikeach is willing to cancel, to be meichel there, as long
as the mechir, the gadlen, will be maknedri. So mele, the cancellation of the debt, the milve, the mechile of the milve, that the kesef piroi, for the sode, that's the discussion. So this is two terut. One terut is that here we are dealing with the asred, the economic asred. So kesef is not kene, there is a practice, and that's I couldn't be kene the sode on the basis of the milve that the likeach is cancelled in order to get title to the sode, because that's milve. That's not so. The question is, what's the first teretz? I mean, the first teretz didn't know the gemara in Dushin. He showed me mechash of the kone, the amra tivu, he saw him ignore, the mechah of my kone. So what's the first one? So we mentioned yesterday, because Shittas HaRambam means that only by Dushin we say, Hamikadi the new way in the Kodesh. By Dushin. Because, now let's see Rosh Hashanah. Hamikadosh b'milve afil hoyso b'shtar ein mikdash. Ketzad? Ki gein shehoyo lo yatzlo chei medina. Now when she borrowed from him medina, and he had to pay back, v'yomo lo ariyat mikdash eslim. You don't have to pay back. I may have you with medina. But for the mechile, I want you to be mikdash. So in other words, he uses the cancellation of the debt, the milve of the dinah, as the kesed gush. To show you as of a dinah, of a laria to the next dinah, she is the other. Eina Mekadesh. It may shall milve with so in it, nor even if the dinah is still veiled. So then we could argue, so he's giving a dinah, no, the answer is, that dinah she acquired title long time ago when she borrowed it. Even though she didn't spend it yet. So now he's not giving her anything. So, the Rambam Shita he bought by Mechel, we saw yesterday, the Rambam to Zion has to clear passings that Hamecher as a Sode by Mechel in Nilve is common. Let's say Ruben and Shita. let's say, Ubing borrowed $1,000 from Shiva. So he owes $1,000 there to Shiva. And Ubing, so Shiva can collect $1,000. And Ubing has his son. So Shiva says to Ubing, listen, you owe me $1,000. You owe me so that is worth $1,000. You know what? For me to be it. I'll be making you $1,000 debt that you owe me, and in return for that, you'll be making the sodet. So the Rambam passes the sodet is coming to Shiva. What's the keset? What's the keset? What's the purchase money? The mechile of the $1,000. So the Rambam passes that by mechile it's come only by Yushin. It cannot be used as keset, as keset Yushin, as keset only by Yushin is kept. And the way we explained it yesterday, as pshat in the thesis we have in Yushin but in Zayet, because milve cannot be keset kinyan. It cannot be keset kinyan. But Kesef Peroy and Milve can be. Kesef Peroy and Milve can be. Not only there is a machlekes between the Sma and the Taz in Simen, Kup, Sarkites, and Reish, in Chish Mishke, as to whether a car is needed to be Kesef. How will it operate? So the Sma says it operates by way of Kesef Peroy, in other words. If you give kesef for the car kesef, that means you pay the value of it. And even though you don't pay the whole value of it, you only give a deposit. So it's considered as if you pay the whole thing, as if you pay the whole thing. So that's how it is making. And the task is, this is smart. And the task says, no, it doesn't operate by way of kesef toy. But by way of kesef kinyan, no raya. Amisha is Mugadeshi Kesef. And that's the Al-Fusef, Al-Kirchen, Kirchen, Le'efren. Baisha is Nachayach to say, he gives her a dinner in the Kaddisher that he pays the value of the Isha. A human being cannot be measured in terms of money. All right, in America there's an expression, if somebody is a millionaire, he's worth $1 million. All right, that's the concept in America. But a human being, Al-Pialoche, a human being cannot be evaluated in terms of money.
I thought Ravadi could. Why? I mean, in help of the Erkin, if a person pledges a value to...
Also, the Sigzer Sakosu, they had Sigzer Sakosu, that the Shomu is in the Erkin, if he says Erkin, so then the Torah says that he is separate. I mean, according to the age, he has to be a certain sign. But he says, may play me a lie. So then, now what he is, we have to imagine as if he had been an Erkin. We have to imagine a city of the Eretz. But he's not in Eretz. He's not in Eretz. So that's the Allah. That if somebody says, may bring a lie, or may atzmi, in Berik HaBayis, so you have to imagine, suppose he had been in Eretz. Let's say they had been slavery today, and I had been in Eretz. So how much would the Likeach give for me? So he give for me, let's say, $5,000. So then I have to give the Berik HaBayis a lot. So this is special to us, apostle, that if one says, Miat me with the Berik HaBayis, or he says, Me play me with the Berik HaBayis. So you have to imagine a city of the Eretz. But, so we are imagining a city of the Eretz. But in Domin Berachel, Ibn Khir, has no Domin, cannot be evaluated in terms of money. So, Kestitution. It's not because it's Kesef Peroy, but if you're a dinner or he gives a tabas, that means that's how much he's worth, the tabas. It's the Allah of Kesef Kinya, That Kesef is Kinya just as a mission in the Desh of the Shtar. So the Shtar is the chlipu, the value, the purchase money of the Isha. It's Allah is the king. So Kesef is the king. So the Taz says, since we learn out Kesef Dushin from Kesef, Kapoe is Kesef Kesef Kesef, and by Dushin it's not Kesef Kesef, So by karke, it's not because of going either, it's because of kinyan. No, and the smile is made that by kushin is because of kinyan. But even though we learn now with kirkin, we are praying by karke, it is because of going, but by kushin is because of kinyan. So in gabi karke, the machleke is in the smile. Then the task, according to the smile, is because of going. According to the Taz, it's Kesem Kinyan. So I say, now this is the Sriyazokas. The Kashe is, how does the Rambam pass the new way? Is effective as Kesem Pokakoye, it's only not effective as Kesem Dush, but as Kesem Pokakoye is effective when the Gemara that means Zion Dushin says in so many words, Yamret new way, Ritzoinik, no. So the Gemara mentions in the Kinyan. So it's Gemara for Reshes that if we say by Dushin we can remove the Dinah Kodeshes, even if the Dinah is Be'en, because we will return it now. So by Mechira it's in the Kinyan. How does the Rambam pass it? It's coming. So this is what he says that we discussed yesterday. Because that Gemara in Dushin Batman Zion goes according to the Shlokesh, that we totally not put the Kesem. Right. Machine can according to Rabbi Eichen, who says about your voice means the Chacham no misakin because of Shema Yivu Nisvut Tehobal Liyeh, that it's not Tine. So Mele Karke is Nikos Bikese for two reasons. First of all, because of something because of Iknos, the effort, and there it is Nikne Bikeras Kedem Kiyeh, and then karate is not Gavua Tani Taubu, so how is it in this? And that is learned that did use from the process of Nosan Kesem Kombe, Pidin Ekdeishas. There it's Kesem Peroyim, Pidin Ekdeishas. When you are paid the Hekdesh, you put down the money. So it's Kesem Peroyim, even though Shmuel says, Hekdesh Shalom Mone Shafir Al 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 is the chlip of the object that is worth a thousand zuz. And the Gemara says that the reason as to why Shmuel says Hekdesh of the money shechil al shemputim v'chulel is because in noir egdeshes. So that means that by pidyon it's kesperoi. And since we learn out that mitautum is nitven mitraisim b'kesef from the posim in osma kesef v'kondei, so it's kesperoi. So, and since by Mitautul in Kesef it's Kenev, it's just Kesef Peroye, so Karke is not Zohua than Mitautul. So Mele, Karke, according to Rabbi Eichen, Karke can be Mikne for two reasons. First of all, because of the reason peculiar to Karke, because of the Zohua Kosu. So because of Mikne and the Ephraim, and then because it's not Zohua than Mitautul, but there is one difference. In respect to the reason peculiar to Karke, so because of Iknu or the Ephraim, they reach the Teras Kesef Kinyan as the Tav says. But from the point of view of Mugoram in Tautwin, because of the Nostra Kesef Conway, they reach the Teras Kesef Peroin. So Milve is not effective as Kesef Kinyan, because in order to be effective as Kesef Kinyan, he must give him Kesef. Must give me kesef by Milve, he doesn't give me kesef. He just gives Meichoi debt. He annuls the debt, he doesn't give him any kesef. He just annuls the debt. I mean, the kesef is in a negative state, in other words. He cancels the debt, so there is no nisina of kesef. Mashem kim tiras kesef peroi, so cancellation of the debt can also be kesef peroi. What does Zokri the Milve mean? What does Zokri the Milve mean? There is a loch of Zokri B'Milv, many in Yoni Ato, Zokri B'Milv. For example, let's say Shmite, this year is the Ishnas HaShem, Shmite cancels a debt. What kind of a debt does Shmite cancel? A debt of over, in other words, moving bars, $1,000 from Shmite, and then the Ishnas HaShem begins. So the debt is fucked. Unless you write a post book, so that debt prevents the cancellation. But Shmite is only Mishamein a debt of Alvoy, but not a debt of Akavat Chamus, and the debt of Sasot, in other words, if I buy merchandise from another person in the amount of $1,000, and then the Shemitah, the Shnasa Shemitah intervenes, I still have to pay the $1,000 to the owner of the stone. Only a debt of Alboya Shemitah is Meshach, not a debt of Hakavos Hamus. Or Sasot, suppose somebody lends works for me, painted my house, and I owe him $1,000, then the Shnas HaShemitah passes by. So I can, the rabbis cannot say to the Sakha, I don't want to pay you. No, he has to pay. Because Shemitah is only Mishamim Ha'ovoy, not a Kamshanu, not Hasson. However, the Mishnah Shemitah says, Zokhi Ovoy, so then Shemitah is Mishamim. Because what does Zokhvel Nuve mean? Zokhvel Nuve means a new agreement. Let's say, Ruvein has a stone and sold merchandise in the amount of $1,000 to Shimon. So Shimon has to pay him, on credit, Shimon has to pay him $1,000. So what kind of a debt is it? It's a debt for that he owes for the merchandise. But suppose Zekin and Nuva, Zekin and Nuva means that the stone and the buyer, the vendor and the vendee, I mean the seller and the buyer, enter into an agreement. And the buyer says to the seller, the seller says to the buyer, you owe me $1,000 for the merchandise. You know what? I'm willing to cancel $1,000. I'm willing to cancel $1,000 that you don't have to pay me. In return for renewing schaydus on your part to pay me $8,000. So the buyer says, fine. So if you cancel the $1,000 debt that I owe you for the merchandise, then I am assuming an obligation. I obligate myself to pay. So this new obligation, the new Yishchaydes, is considered as a milve. What is a milve? A milve means that he lends me money and I Yishchayed myself to pay it back. Here too, he gives him money. What kind of money does the seller give the buyer? He forgoes on the debt, he's making the $1,000. And in return for that, so the buyer obligates himself to pay $1,000. So that's already a new obligation. It's not for the merchandise. It's in return for the cancellation of it. So it becomes a chayv of a milveh, not a chayv of a korach chayv. So we see from Zohar milveh, we see that cancellation of the debt is considered as kesef gelon. In other words, that means that the debt, the akavos chanus, is not due to the meicher anymore. Why? Because we already paid it. How did he pay it? He paid it by being mischayev himself in return for the cancellation of the debt. So the cancellation of the debt is piroi for the mischayes. So mele, that means that cancellation chilas hamilve is not kesef kinyan, but kesef piroi it is. What does kesef piroi mean? Kesef piroi means one is gachlik before the other. So whenever there is a zokhi or the milve transaction, so that means that the buyer is tied himself to $1,000 in return for the cancellation of the $1,000 debt that the buyer owes the seller. So that means that the cancellation of the $1,000 debt is the chlip of the schaydus. Schaydus is kesef. So that means it can be kesef toy. Kesef toy means one is the chlip of the other. So Mele, the Israel often says, But more in the Shiva says that if we assume that I'm carrying a new way, he's in the Vedas, even the voice of the new way is there, because the new way is only. So then the Maharaj will come here, that's what he goes according to the Shwaki, who holds that Vata one way is in king. So there is no king in Keset Behoim by the top. If there is no king of Keset Behoim on the top, there's certainly no king of Keset Behoim by Kavar. But by Kavar, there's a Kosovo. Of the airframe of the Solidarity, that's Keset Kinya. So, Nirupa is not Keset Kinya, Mashaiki, the current of the Echanan, but they always came and said, we deduce it from the process of the Nasma Keset Kamway, which is mentioned by Pina Gacious, and Pina Gacious is based upon Keset Doya, that's Pina, Pina means. You are paid it, you put down the money that's written for this subject, and then the Hegdesh is brought up from the object. And it's how on the hood. So it's Keset. So Mitaufen is nicknamed Keset, but the rest is a Troyan. So Melekarke is also with the word and Mitaufen. So since Karke is nicknamed Keset Troyan, so Mirve is affected with the rest Keset Troyan. That is, but much but by Dushin and Mudeshes, because by Dushin it's. Keset is affected with the Keset Kinyan, and Mirve is moved to Keset Kinyan. Fine. Now, so, he says, Heishtor has been down, didn't even believe it, he couldn't lay them, they shall the glass on the gaslin, the Yeshlima, the Mashmalay, Mishosh, Konad Alpin, Shalikia, Avapi, Shalosa, Mishomais, in the name of Shalom Yudhe, Nasat Mecher. So this was the Shims in the Kash, that Mecher is called in Yudhe, in other words, like the Rambam Shim. But the more intuition is that his glass often goes according to the Shvokish. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, so besides the Chalais Din of Keset Kinyan by Chag, besides the Kosovo, the Ephraim and the Keset Kinyan, so there is another Chalais Din of Keset Peroyim, because it's not the word to meet out of it. So in the is gone. Yishleima, Beaskar, Economy Kaspe. But Beaskar, Economy Kaspe, so Karke can be nicknamed Milve. Iname Milve in Yochlik. Kidamim Pelkami Edition, and Kari Milve Kadeshes, Umechalikon. Yehod Roma. So that is like the Shiti of Dagavishen. Not like Shiva Sarambam, that the Sugin Dushin goes according to Vishloki, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so they're according, no, according to everybody. So, is the new base not Kenev Mecha? Why? Because there is no Din, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, so there is no Aloche of Keset, of Mirbe being Kenev Mecha Keset. You heard the Omar Yishan Kabi Yishan Mecha Konev. Now this is very difficult, and the Marshal points it out. Because let's go over the more ambition of the life. We have to go to the whole mark. I can sign on down. Omar Atta, I have to do that. Omar Atta, Kabi Milve in the Gudeshis. That means even the moish of the Nilufay are still intact. So he's still not in Nashis. Because even though she didn't spend the dinner, but she acquired it at the time of the Yush. I mean, she acquired it at the time of the Alvoy. So Mele is not giving her anything new at the time of the Yush. Mele gets on, oh yeah, I'm coming to in good ashes, in good ashes. So my words, I'm going to say, my love, welcome. Marcel, I'm going to come home. You will no. So even in the dinner is the end, so in the good ashes. Umasvayeshe mun say nu a lovely tzoinit no vitis bere that the machlekes hanoim is consists whether nu a tzoinit mi lovely tzoinit no because in the seife the shod mi mea chashe ze kone I am let nu a tzoinit no the mai kone so it's more refreshed that if we say nu a tzoinit no and nuve I'm calling nuve in the kodesh even though the dinner of the milvei is still beilom, so by mechila is the same thing. The mechila is the same thing. So Omar Avun. So how can you say it's a mechila sanoi? Omar Avun, Omar Nachman, who nechav and veikli milch. That Avun applies the mechila between Tanakam and Yishenim in another narrative. Doch mas kin ki shalom is kachol in mone the new to mone khosam din in other words the bow said to the isho is kachol in mone of 100 din ring and then when she counted up the din ring she count only 99 din ring one din was missing wow so bad between the Mitri, and the Kamis says, Ein Kodesh, even though he was in Kaddish with 100 dinar. But if you don't put 100 dinar into the Kodesh, one put is enough. So, unless she doesn't want to be in Kodesh for less than 100 dinar. So, the Kamis holds, in as much as he stood out in Kaddish with the Mono, so she doesn't want to be in Kodeshes in case she gets less than one. But she got less than one. She got only 99 dinar. But the extra dinar she could demand it. But she was embarrassed to demand it. So maybe it's with some Chadayte. And she didn't give her consent to be in Kodeshes. But the Asian would say, no, she doesn't feel it in the in demanding that he should give her an extra dinar. Some maybe there is no das. So there is no das. Rochem asking me to cast him one into one of the dinner. Marshal actually told him to meet here, or Marshal told him to meet here. And maybe we understand this, why the Sefer says, be shopping in the Nechash as a comet. In other words, if he sells it, let's say, Ruben and Chimen. And Chimen, and Ruben said to Chimen, I'm willing to sell you my sode for 100 in for 100 in. And he said yes. So he said, I'm giving you 100 in and sell me the sode. So he gave me so the Keach Shimon gave him 100 in. Then Ruben counted up and he found only 99 in. So everybody's made it, even Tatikame, that Shimon acquires title to the sode. Because here a woman feels embarrassed in demanding from the husband the extra dinner that he didn't give her. But a mecha doesn't feel anything. Some mele is king. So this is how the Gemara applies the machlekes between the price that mentions in machlekes and without promotion. But in regard to the Chira, everybody agrees that it's coming. Because it is reference to the case where he was Mikadesh, Bimoneh, Bimim, Samoneh, Chosodimia. So why does Jesus say something else? So that's perhaps neither. He said, Behold, Oma Bish Mikadesh, Oma Shul Mecha Kone, Hayim Niu Beshi Mishra Achiri, Yom Tani Shobim, Zerim Kulaume, Yom Tani Shobim Samchadayte, This is not what the Gemara said. Something new, things are said. So this is the Masha's Kash. So the Masha says, the reason is why Pesach explains the pricing of the Shavna and Nechash of the Konek. That way, because Pesach holds that in the Gemara that in Zion, Morris says in regard to another price that it is referenced to Nuvi Dachirim, so maybe the Gemara is also implying that this price Bishon B'Nechash is a connect also is referenced to Lachirim, but we have to go over the Gemara in order to understand. Maybe it's Kanoi. The 18th line from the end of the Yom. Name it anoy. His kachi mishtachei. Oy shohoy olay. Mil bevirachei. The hir shalim remeya unigideshes. If the Baal says to Isha, here is a promissory note, and I want you to be nigideshes with this shtachei. With this promissory note. Or suppose he was the obligee of the chayit that other people owe it. Let's say, the Baal is Reuben. Shimon borrowed from him $100. And Shimon gave him a promissory note to pay him the $100. So Reuben has in his hand a promissory note executed by Shimon, whereby he promises to pay back the $100 to Reuben. So Reuben has in his possession a shtachei from Shimon. Shimon is Reuben's slave, and Reuben is Shimon's mouth. And then he gives it to the Isha, to Leah, and he says, be gracious to me with that shtachei. In other words, he spends for him. He spends for him the shtachei of that Shimon gave him, and he spends for him to Leah, to the Isha. So, I don't have to say shtachayim. Let's say nil ba'ape. In other words, Shimon owes Reuben $100. And he says, I'm assigning that $100 indebtedness that Shimon owes me to you, the Isha. So the mayor says, Nikudeshes, Rachom in Nikudeshes, Hai shtachayim, Eichadom, Ilim shtachayim, Dachayim. So why does the price mention two cases? Shtachid Achirin and Milgad Achirin. What's the Tainach? El Lav Shtachid Dido Umihari Milgad Komitlige. In other words, that Isha, let's say, a month ago, borrowed $100 from the Baal, and she gave me a promissory note. And the Baal has her promissory note. Then he gives it back to her and says, I'm surrendering this promissory note of yours to you. That means I'm making it, I'm canceling the debt. But I want you to be mikudeshes for the cancellation of the debt. So that means that there is a machlekes between Rameyah and Rachonim as to whether Hamikadesh b'nube is mikudeshes or ain't mikudeshes. And Rachonim say ain't mikudeshes. Because the Rachonim hold Milbe lovely, Milbe ritzoyim. And Rameyah says mikudeshes, they hold Milbe ritzoyim. So it's a machlekes tamoim whether Mikadesh b'nube is mikudeshes or ain't mikudeshes.
Or even the dike between mikudeshes for the shtachayim and mikudeshes for the malchus.
No, sorry. The Gemara assumed, the Machshon assumed, since the Braita mentions two cases, one case of his kachil b'shtachayim, and the other case of the milu v'achayim, so milu v'achayim has reference to a milu v'achayim. It's spelled out, but shtachayim has reference to milu v'achayim. In other words, he gave her the yoga that she owes him, he was mechalar. So that, and that point there is also machlekes between Rami and Chacham. So, of course, insofar as the second case is concerned, that definitely has reference to yoga lachil. Because it says, oi shahoy so, oi shahoy when yoga lachil in the Hirsch. But the first case, so, the machine assumed this reference to yoga lachil. El lashtachidido, and you will come in again. So it's a machlekes amalit. The Gemara says no, there is no machlokes. In Yubedido, everybody is made the same kodesh. Even if the mois of the Yubed are still veil up, because you will join it. But here, it has reference to Shtachid Achim. If it's not Shtachid Achim, so it's managed like the second case, so why do they have to mention two cases? Leilon, Shtachid Achim. The first case, let's call the first case the Reish, and the second case we'll call the same. So the Reish is reference to Nuva Bishtah, but all Shtachim Tachim. In other words, the Baal is the obligee of a $100 debt that he lent the Baal, is the obligee, the Malveh of a $100 debt that he lent to Shimon. So Shimon gave him a promissory note to pay back the $100. So that promissory note that Reuben has in his possession, the promissory note that was given to him by Shimon, he gives to each of them. He transfers the shtachei of Shimon to the each of them. Then suppose Shimon borrowed a new bow paid for more than $100. So he just assigns it to the Isha, and he wants to be the Kaddish. So there is a Machloi case between the Meir and Chachomi in respect to Shtachim Dachim, what I took as is, and in respect of Yuv Dachim, what I took as is. What's the Machloi case? Yochim Yuv Ishtam, we are Pekom Yuvlige. The Yuv Ishtam, my Pliga, we came to the Rabbi Rabbonon Kamiflige. The Tanya, Asiast, Nikit, Nisile, Dibre Rebbe, וחכמים מי שכוס אבו לי מוס אבו לי שכוס אבו לי כוס אבו לי קונה עד שמיך חיים סייר מה ריס לי לרד ומה הלס לי לרד מחלי כסף לרד רד את רבונו ודר איזה שזניק לבין סייר כבר זה תמיד הקום תרד אית אית רובה אית רובה אית אישתר חי אישתר חי פמשינת. In other words, he lent him $100 to Shimon. Shimon gave him a promissory note. Then he wants to transfer the $100 debt to Levi. Moving the mouth of Shimon, who is the Levi, wants to transfer that indebtedness that Shimon owes him to Levi, so that Levi will be able to collect the $100 from Shimon. So, according to Rebbe, all that Reuben has to do is to turn over the Shimon's promissory note, that's all. He doesn't have to write the new star on this promissory note. So Asius Nikit and Sire, but Chachomim say no, Asius are not Nikit and Sire. The mere turning over of the Shimon's promissory note, the Levi, will not put Levi in the shoes of Reuben so that Levi should be entitled to collect the $100 from Shimon the way Reuben was entitled to collect. But in order to transfer title to the $100 indebtedness, then Reuben has to write a new shtar and the shtar milveh that Shimon executed and gave to Reuben. And then he has to turn over to Levi the promissory note that Shimon executed and the new star that he writes and the star of Shimon, the Tzid Umis. So according to Rebbe Ben Sira alone, he acquires the debt of the Achim. And according to Rabbi Manat, so Rebbe Meir agrees with Rebbe. So Melee, the Baal has the promissory note, the Baal Umis, has the promissory note of Shimon in his possession, and he turns it over to Leia to be insured. So Melee, she becomes entitled to collect $100 from Shimon. So Melee, she's in good ashes. But Chachamim, they are really the Chachamim of Rebbe. That they may say it's good to be Yisrael. So maybe she doesn't get anything. So we might be. So El Lach Sachin Yidon Kaim Yidon Yidon Yishtachin Kachinim Vochem Yidon Yishtav Yidon Pekam Yidon Yidon Yishtav Yidon 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 מה יש לי לרבי ומה הולך לי לרבי? ואם בו יצא מי, ביקולי, so, that's the מחלקת between רבי ירד וחכומי, אם יגעו את הרי שכן, of you בבשתה, another lotion explaining the מחלקת between רבי ירד וחכומי, אם הרי שכן, ויבואי שאימא לי כולה אומרת לי ואוכל דרך בוקר גמיזו לי יום רב הפעיים אני זאת צורך עברי צורך ויכתב לי מי לא הוא ויכול שבודי מה ריץ לי דרך בוקר ומה לס לי דרך בוקר Oh, in other words, another Russian explaining מחלקת כנבר חכום is that both Chameyar and the Chachomim are chelik amret, and they hold that they may see it in Israel. But here, the price has reference to the case where the Baal did not only turn over the promising note of the Chivin Gedin, but he wrote a new star on the promising note, the Chivin Gedin. But he didn't spell out in the new star Kmi Licho, who Vichon Shebudeh. So, he just said, Kni, Kni Hashtar. He didn't spell out the whole Shibuddha. So, Mele, according to Rav Pope, so, according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe, so, that you require Ksivim Yisire, so he has to write in the Shtar, Kni Loch, Chayishtore, the whole Shibuddha. But if he doesn't write the whole Shibuddha, then the Shtachit is not transferred. Even though he wrote a new shtar on the shtarim. So Mele Rebbe does not agree with Rav Pope's name. That's why he says in Kodeshes. So even though he didn't spell out the whole Shibudei, but he wrote a new shtar on the Pansel Nol, so the Ishe was Kene, the shtarim of Shimon. But the Chachomim, they agree with Rav Pope's name. So even though he wrote a new shtar, but since he didn't spell out the whole Shibudei, so she is not Kene, so she doesn't get anything. Let's see the Rashi. Before you say, maybe Kulal was the Rebbe, Loch, and we should also have a cause of fire. And we should cause of what can you look at Shtar? But we cause of what can you look at Shibudei? Man, don't worry, look at this, this is Kapope. And the mayor does not agree with Rapope. Before you say, maybe Kulal is the Rapope. And here the price is after the case where he wrote in new star and he did spell out in the new star Knish high story the whole Shibuddha. So why do the Chachamim say that even so is in the Neshes? We all have to be Shmuel coming to it. Don't ask me, I'm here for Shtachim Vahadayri. Because I'm Mochli Mochu, but from Yehre Shmeichel, Shmuel says that if, let's say, Shimon bowed down the dollars from over, and he gave him the promissory notes in the amount of $100. And then Reuben sold that promissory note to Levi, for let's say for $25, $15. So he sold it to Levi. Then Reuben decides to release Shimon, so Levi cannot collect from Shimon. So Mele, that's moved in. So Mele, the Chachamim say that if the Baal Reuven has a promissory note for $100 from Shimon, and the Baal Reuven going to lay it to the Isha, a new star, assigning, transferring the promissory Shimon's promissory note to the Isha, so she, and even though he wrote Kilo Chayshtar the Chol Shibudei, so she's still not in the dashes, because there was no mishmichuzdas from the Isha, because the Isha knows that if the Baal will release Shimon, So then she will not be able to collect the $100 from Shimon. So maybe she will come Kadai Veda, you know, Nerdas. So, Ma, the Mari is Lady Shmuel. The Hachonim of Kamea, they agree with Shmuel. So maybe there is no Shmuel. Or Ma, less Lady Shmuel. The boy is in the Kulau means Lady Shmuel. So why does Rav Meir say that he wishes? Because Rav Meir holds that even though the Baal is in the position to release the Levi, then the Nisha will not be able to collect $100 from Shimon, but the Nisha takes it for granted that the Baal is not going to disappoint her and release the Levi. So Meir believes in her that. And that Chachomim holds Isha Namali Samchadaiti. And that's the Machlekes in the Reisha case. And what's the Machlekes between Rav Meir and Chachomim the Sefer case? And you open my pregib the Rabune or Marab, the Rabbin Marab, none of the old Rav Meir and Rav Meir, I'm supposed to come in. Mal Sova, Kiko Marab, Animal Pikotin. Aber Milbe Loi, und Masala Loi ist die Milbe, so ihr kennt, es sei Transfer in Milbe auf Pell, von meinem Schloss. Und Masala Loi ist die Milbe, Loi ist die Bekor. Anyway, so the Marshal says, the things that holds the true the Gemara, that means I know that. Says, the things that I know that I know that I know that I know that my kone, Omar Abune, Omar Lachman, who the half night of the Ruche, the Ochem Maskin, the Shomonis Castle Mono, the Mosom of Sardinia, Mars, but it was the Rimas of the Midway. So that was only this King Taylor mentioned by Gimore. Until the Gimore said in regard to the Machlekes and other branches that the deal with Shtachel Dachem. But after the Gimore, in that in connection with other prices, applied the machleket between Rav Meir and the Chachom to Ishtatim Yubed Achirim, so the Gemara implied that in respect to this price, there is a machleket between the Kamen and the Ishenim that too has reference to Yubed Achirim.